myself thinking I'm something other than what I was created to be, other than what God says I am. I always know when it's the right time to ask myself this question, because my feelings are my barometer. When I'm not feeling centered, when I'm not feeling in the garden, when I'm not feeling in my power, when I'm feeling like a reed shaking in the wind because of something that's purring out there with something or somebody out there, when I'm not feeling at one with the Creator and all of creation, it doesn't feel good. It feels icky. And when I get that icky feeling, I know it's time to ask myself the most important question that I can address myself with, which is just, who do you think you are? I find myself pretending to be the victim more times than I can tell you about. I pretend that other people need to change in order for me to feel comfortable or to feel at peace or to be in contact with my joy more times than I can count. I find myself as a Democrat, believing that some of my Republican friends have the power to take me out of the garden, have the power to grant my stuff. I pretend that overhearing someone who loves people that I don't care about or applauds people that I don't think are deserving of applause, I roll my eyes, I click my tongue, and I ask myself questions like, why did I have to choose this train? Sitting next to this person. I believe that I told you recently that there is a woman who really, really loves me. She has loved me for 26 years, and I have loved her. We always see each other at family events and holiday gatherings, pretty much. She will pick me up if my car breaks down, even if she has to drive 2 hours to get me, and I'll do the same for her. I had not known much about who she was as a deep self until recently. And recently, after 26 years of loving her, I discovered she is a very staunch Republican. She loves every single thing about President Bush. I discovered that she not only thinks illegal immigrants need to be kicked out of the country, but even some of the legal ones should be re-vetted and perhaps considered that they should be put out. She believes that any professional ball player, or any player period, even in Little League, who does not put their hand over their heart and salute the flag when the national anthem is being played, should be kicked off their teams, and possibly they also should be considered as people worthy of being kicked out of this country. Her heart is broken about any statue that is Confederate being taken down. She thinks it's a crying shame. She revealed recently to me, when I got to know her, that she is a polar opposite of who I am. It was my birthday when she shared who she was with me, and I was determined not to let anything or anybody spoil my birthday. So I breathed deeply into my heart as she shared who she was. And she periodically would go, do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? And it was my birthday, so I would go, uh-huh, I get it. Breathing into my heart, praying for God to grow me up enough so that I could sit next to her without wanting to attack her. You know, not like beat her up, but just grab her by the back of the head with my left hand and put my right hand over her mouth so she couldn't go on, so she couldn't share anything more about what she believed. We were scheduled to have an intimate dinner in honor of my birthday 2 days later. For 2 days, I thought about how she came this close to screwing up my birthday. She came this close to rocking me out of the garden. And I had to prepare for this dinner coming up in 2 days. And so I told myself, Yeah, I'm going to tell her. I'm going to tell her as soon as I see her. This is going to be bar rules here. No religion, no race, no politics. I'm going to enjoy my dinner. Well, I got to dinner before she arrived. And there's a quiet voice. It's the same voice that instructs me to say, just who do you think you are? And so it said it again at the table as I waited for the other people to get there. Just who do you think you are? I had to answer, honestly, I think I'm the victim of who she is. I think I'm the victim of what she believes. She rattles me. I'm like a reed shaking in the wind. I can't deal with certain people, with certain beliefs, certain philosophies, certain takes on life. It makes me shake inside. It makes me feel like a victim. I am victimized by her and people like her who think so differently from me and after all, what I think is right. These wrong people are victimizing me. Just who do you think you are? This woman who you have loved all these years, who has demonstrated such love for you, loves you, dude, and she loves Donald Trump. She loves you, and her heart breaks when any statue for the Confederacy is taken down. She loves you, and she truly does believe that anyone who does not salute the flag needs to be kicked off the team. She loves you, and she truly believes that people from other countries who are here without the proper papers need to be gathered up and sent away. This woman loves you. Do you love her? I had to answer honestly. I love, I said, who she could be. Who she could become. If my prayers are answered, I can love her one day. When she wakes up from the dream of believing in all the things I don't believe in, I have the potential to love her. But she needs to do something before I open up my heart and flood out the love in me on her. Just who do you think you are? I'm a reed shaking in the wind. Any wind that comes can blow me down. I have to organize my environment. I have to be around people like me in order to feel safe and honored and embraced. The world is a scary place, not just because things can happen out there that are dangerous to my physical being, but that there are so many people out there who I see as dangerous to my psychological and emotional being. Who do you think you are? I am a reed shaking in the wind. I need to know that everybody has everybody else's best interests at hand. I am one of those who are praying at times for everybody to get their act together and share peace and love with everybody. I will be able to dance when tolerance springs forth across the land. Who do you think you are? I think that I'm somebody who I guess is intolerant of intolerance. And yet I think I'm so different from the people who are intolerant of the things I tolerate. There is no difference between she and I. Just who do you think you are was the last time that question got asked of me at that dinner. And I answered, I'm crazy if I don't change my mind. I am crazy if I keep pretending others are wrong and I am right. I am crazy if I keep pretending I'm a reed shaking in the wind when I know deep down inside that I am not that, that I am a tree planted by the living waters that cannot be moved by anything that happens in the world. I, in truth, am that one who can declare with truth, greater is the power that is within me than anything I will encounter in the world. In truth, I am Christ consciousness. In truth, I am the Spirit of the Almighty One. In truth, I truly believe at a deep level that God is omnipotent. God is omniscience. God is omnipresence, and I am one with God. Why then do I pretend that I am such an other than this? I am programmed to pretend. I have been indoctrinated to pretend. I was told as a small child the different things that people could say that are designed to hurt your feelings. So make sure your feelings are hurt. There are things that people can say that are designed to make you angry, make you want to roll up your sleeves and go out and fight. When you hear these things, roll up your sleeves and go out and fight. I was programmed and indoctrinated just as you were. And so therefore, at some level, at an ego level, we are walking around, you and I, carrying around a set of false ID papers. Just who do you think you are? If we do not answer, I am a child of God in whom the Creator is well pleased. If we do not answer, I am the point at which God meets with flesh and bears my name. I am the point of all power. I am the point of all peace. If we do not answer these, it is because we are carrying around a false ID, one that says I am vulnerable, I am fragile, please don't break me. Just who do you think you are? I've shared before, and many of you heard it before I shared it, that there was a small Native American child sitting in a teepee with the elder of the community. He asked the elder, what is the secret to life? What is really going on here? And the elder explained to him, there are two wolves fighting within you, and there are two wolves fighting in me, and there are two wolves fighting in everyone. One of those wolves is always fighting for you to feel fractured, for you to feel fragile, for you to feel delicate. One of those wolves is always fighting for you to see an enemy out there, to brace in retaliation of attack, or to attack first. That wolf is fighting for you to feel that you are separated from all others, even your Creator. That wolf is fighting for you to not only be afraid, but be very, very, very afraid of things physical, emotional, mental, financial, relational. The other wolf fighting inside you is fighting for you to recognize yourself as the Christ, for you to know that you are invulnerable, you are eternal, you are forever, that you are not only connected to your Creator, but also to all of creation. That wolf is fighting for you to look past the appearances of division and separation in the world and for you to see through it. It's just a mask. It's just a covering. If you look more deeply, you will see truly that we are all one and that there is no reason to fear. Wow. That little guy in the teepee looked at the chief. He said, if there are two wolves fighting, and they are fighting for opposite things, one wants me to feel like a fractured person, a victim, and the other one is fighting me for me to know that I can never be victimized and that there is no separation. Which wolf will win? And the chief said, easy, the one you feed the most. The one you feed the most. Well, when I remember this story, I always reflect back on the last week or the last month of my life to say, which wolf have I been feeding the most? And sometimes it blows my mind how in so many moments I opt to feed the wolf that fights for separation. How often I am feeding the wolf that fights for me to feel like a victim of people and things and circumstances and events. How often I am feeding the wolf that wants me to believe I am a reed shaking in the wind, hoping everyone in my world brings peace so I can experience peace. So often I'm feeding that wolf that wants to drag me out of the garden of joy and peace and oneness and love. So often I'm programmed that way. A Course in Miracles says there are two responses to any person or any event. The first response always comes from the ego. The ego always speaks first, and it speaks loudest. It says things like, you better give everybody bar rules. No conversations about race. No conversations about religion. No conversations about politics. You need to give the world that rule, because if they break that rule, you can be broken. It's so crazy. Do you know that that's why we cannot reprogram into Christ consciousness, out of victim consciousness, as a casual thing? We cannot just wait for Sundays, come to services, do our affirmations, read our vision statement, our mission statement, do the short meditation that's available to us, get our hearts filled like a cup running over with a music ministry such as we receive today. We can tingle all over when a brother like this or a sister is singing. It makes us vibe. We can tingle all over during the meditation. We can tingle all over during the message. What we've got to get, that's not going to do it. Many of us, including me, begin our day every day with reading the daily word. But even reading the daily word in the morning is not going to change our fake ID as just one reading, one morning. This is what I truly believe. I was telling Timothy and the rest of my family this past week, I had an aha moment. And the aha moment was this. Carlos, don't think this is too much a stretch, but I'm giving you a new assignment. And that assignment is for you to pause, even while you're active, pause inside, go into your heart, take a pause for station identification. Remember who your life is brought to you by, and it's not brought to you by your ego-filled, fearful, fractured being self. It is brought to you by the light of God that you are. Take a pause hundreds of times a day to remind yourself of who you are and whose you are. To remind yourself of your own innocence that you can attain at the cost of judging everyone else innocent as well. You can't have it for yourself unless you give it away. Pause hundreds of times to remember these things, because thousands of times a day, without you even being consciously aware of it, you are feeding the wolf that says, I'm me and you're not. I'm right and you're wrong. I'm closer to God than you will ever be. Thousands of times our programmed ego mind is working inside to get us to a place of feeling separate from God, good, and one another. Thousands of times the ego is saying, can't you see? It's true. There's everything to be scared about. Can't you see? It's true. Other people do have power over you. Can't you see? It's true. Peace comes from outside. And the truth is, the joy that I have, peace that I have, the consciousness of safety that I have, the world didn't get it. So the world can't take it away. That whisper, 1,000 times a day, says the world gives it to you. More money, a bigger house, a newer car, better clothes, a nicer partner, whatever it is. If I get my dream home, then I will be at peace. The world didn't give it. And the good thing about knowing that is that it also presents the knowing, wow, if the world didn't give it, the world can't take it away. It's all about me. So just who do you think you are? Because the scripture I included along with my lesson title is as a person thinks in their heart, so are they. That's who I am. I'm who I think I am. God thinks I'm one thing, but for all intents and purposes, I am who I think I am. And when I say, let the will of God be done in my life, God says, no, buddy, let your will be done. No, God, let thy will be done. No, Carlos Wayne, let thy will be done. I am the creator who has created you as a creator. As long as you're in the polarity field, planet Earth, let thy will be done. Well, when God will, thy will be done. Carlos, when thy will becomes my will, then my will be done. God is in heaven. Heaven is in you. Holy is your name. God wants you to know you have nothing to fear, and that there's nothing and no one to blame. You've been informed. Your captivity is over. You've been informed. In truth, you're free. And so it is. But just because it is does not mean you will accept that is. Who do you think you are? Whoever you think you are. You'll walk out of here thinking you're a victim, or you will walk out of here a bit more awake. You will walk out of here when you are up against a challenge, and you will go, oh, I've had a wake-up call. This is asking me who I think I am. I'm not going to answer I'm the victim of what's happening here. Or you'll walk out of here going, there is a certain adrenaline rush in being free. There's a certain high in being self-righteously angry. There's a certain fix in sitting high and judging low. You'll walk out of here as whoever you think you are, and nothing I say or do can infiltrate your decisions. It is truly up to you. Once more, God is in heaven. Heaven is in you. Holy is your name. God wants you to know you have nothing to fear, and there is nothing and no one to blame. You've been informed. Your captivity is over.